my brother George Coley, what leased this out and did all the pottery work here, and his wife Janet, and his other sister-in-law, which was my other brother's wife, what used to work in the pottery industry when they were a lot younger, and they used to come here and also do some at home of doing the lithographing and also the gilding, and then used to come back here, or they used to do it here, and then that's where they used to fire it here before it went out.
We used to come here, the American, to load the vehicle up, the old Bedford van that we got, and we used to take it to the markets at Ilkeston and also Enid in Darlington, and stand there all day on a market, and the people used to come round and buy what they want and
order.
Yeah, orders to see if you've got anywhere following.
As I say, after that, I think he stopped doing the markets, and that's when he bought the two shops down south. And that's,
down Kent and Broadstairs.
Down Kent, they thought it was wonderful to see Stoke-on-Trent pottery down.
No, because it should be all plain, a bone china ware, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he was allowed to put any stamp.
No. There were seconds, but people didn't argue because the price was just right in them days. For an 18 piece, that was like sort of six cups, six saucers, and also six side plates. You were talking now about 15 bob. Do you know what 15 bob
15
is?
15 shilling. An old one.